you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today is National Sticker Day. All right. So get out your stickers and award them appropriately.
Oh, these aren't just like souvenir stickers?
Put them on your helmet.
It could be any kind of sticker.
Any kind of sticker. Stick it here, stick it there.
All things stickers. From the custom printing of them to sharing stickers.
All right, that's a weird day.
I felt like a child putting Kiss stickers on my turntable, but I did it.
Of course you did. Yeah. Of course you did.
I have an old tradition of putting a bunch of stickers on every time I get a new pair of skis.
All right.
But I don't have much of a collection this time.
Oh. Right.
They're all on the garage wall. It's mostly national park stickers or stickers from places I've been. That's our little geek collection.
Did you cover up the bullet hole in your fridge with a sticker?
No, you can't see that because it's covered with, whatever crap you pile on top of your garage fridge.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Your pans.
Yeah, that's a wasteland.
Yep. It is.
Some of the 512 players that had Tommy Lasorda in our Deadpool include but are not limited to Tinkerbell, 25-pound butt plug, abortion boat radio,
whoa,
Dizzle 71, Adolf Busch gets a hit.
Adolf.
Yeah, he's got a middle name of Oliver.
Yep.
Even abortion boat radio is still streaming. They haven't been kicked off.
No.
Good Lubin for Tubin gets a hit.
Tubin. Jeffrey.
Aim me toward Uranus.
All right.
That stuck to the tape.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Alexa's butt plug gets a hit. Aliens are harvesting us. Probably can't say that one. Let's see here. And I would walk 500 miles gets a hit.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
And they're dead now gets a hit.
And they're dead now. Congratulations on the Tommy Lasorda. Early in the season, some people have 3 hits already.
Yes, they do.
That's insane.
Yeah, we're not even into half January.
Hasn't even been 2 weeks.
I know.
The Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand.
Last year's winner.
Is at number 1 and number 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Defending champ. He is.
So far.
Yeah. Wow, he's become the Alabama of the Deadpool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Peanut butter for Wego gets a hit, and Holden McGroin and his entry form Pat McGroin gets a hit.
that never gets old. Pat McGroin never gets old. That's such a lame thing.
It is, but we love it.
That's what makes it great.
It's great.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Where's Nick's mom come in? That's the joke
right
there.
That's really up to you.
Yeah.
Well, one hit.
New study finds that there is one day out of the entire year
your
that surgeons...
Is your mom still single there, Nick? Or is she dating?
She is single.
Okay. Is she dating?
No.
All right.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, she's single, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She's had a couple bad experiences.
She's looking for a guy with
a
scar.
Well, yeah, one
on
really
his face.
Bad one.
Well,
that was the better one.
All right, she wants the bad one.
Oh, yeah, the gay
she?
One was the better one, right?
She
yeah.
just wants a big scar face.
Yeah, she's looking for a bad boy.
Right, for a short-term relationship.
For a one-nighter.
Yeah, she might be able to meet someone in the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Is there a way for people to interact, that participate in the Deadpool?
She's looking for a 55-year-old with a BMX bike.
Pre-COVID there was. You're not going to hook up yet. It's her time. Get on that match site. It's
like you want us to start another website that's like deadpooldates.com?
Yeah. We should bring your mom
for
in here.
Ghouls?
Like, we should bring your mom in here like we bring your dad in here once in a while.
Both at the same time.
You can say no to that, Nick, if you want.
I think she'd have fun.
Okay. All
right. And she's definitely different than my dad.
Well, yeah. Your dad's hilarious. You're not going to top your dad. Well, if he's a bomb.
Right, all depends on where he wants to line up.
I'm not sure what he is.
You probably shouldn't talk about that. Your wife might be pissed.
There's a lot more layers to Mark. Like, is your mom, does she have an Adderall addiction?
No, I mean, she's a lot more like middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark's pretty interesting.
Miss Mark, man.
Yeah, I just talked to him last night. His brother and his wife are down there, so he's hanging out with my grandpa and his brother and sister-in-law, and I'm sure that's interesting.
Oh, hi.
Trying to avoid political conversation.
Are the brother and sister with your dad, with the grandpa?
I don't know if it's really brought up a whole lot. I don't know. He's really Catholic, but I don't know. They don't really...
Okay.
So it's possible for Grandpa not to opine about the events of the last week?
Well, I think it's possible for people to not respond.
Okay. It'll get tossed out there and get no reaction.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the key is just not talking about it means not talking about it. It drives me crazy because we've talked about it before. I've done these situations where I say, okay, nobody talk about this. Somebody goes, but what? No. Not one talk. If you know you're on the wrong side, if you're on different sides of some hardcore issue, and you actually have to be together because you care about that person or love that person or you're related to that person. If you're not, then just go away. Just not one word.
Yeah, there's lots of other things to talk about.
Yeah, but right. I'm guessing Grandpa's at his point in his life where you're not going to stop him from talking about what he wants to talk about.
That goes for everything.
He's unfiltered at this point.
Grandpa's got something to say, and it's got to come out.
I don't bring it up. I do not bring it up in my private life. Unless the person's with me, we're on the same side. I know that. If I know I'm around people, just don't bring it up.
Yeah, he's been, my grandpa's been completely unfiltered about everything.
Yeah, you mentioned for years, right?
For years. Yeah, when his wife had a grandkid that died, and he goes, well, I never liked that kid. It's like, oh my God, Grandpa, wow. Jesus.
A grandkid?
Wow. Yeah.
Body's not even cold, Gramps. No.
We hadn't seen him since it happened. We're like, sorry to hear that. He's like, nah, I never liked that kid. Well, good. He was like 13 or something. It was crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, he died young. Yeah, like a sad country song. And he's like, nah, kid, whatever.
13.
No, but I'll try to employ that rule. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to my dad, he'll bait me.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I heard there was, and I just claim ignorance.
Yeah.
So
he knows
there
you're
was
not
a little riot at the Capitol the other day. Really, I didn't read anything about that. I'll just play totally dumb.
Didn't hear that about that one.
Yeah, I kind of skipped the news that day. I'm really not sure what's happening.
How about
there.
Them Sun Devils?
Yeah. And then I move on to some other facet of conversation.
Oh, did you see the weather up in Fargo?
He didn't actually say that about the riot, though, did he? You're talking about other subjects.
No, there was...
Have you talked to him since the riot?
A peaceful protest.
Since the insurrection?
In Omaha.
Oh, that's right.
Which got reported by whatever sources he looks at as a riot in Omaha.
Oh,
we know
well
it wasn't a riot in Omaha.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I knew it was a peaceful protest, and I wasn't going to get in that argument with him, so I just said, I didn't hear a thing about it.
Oh, he baited you, right?
Yeah. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, that can lead to some awkward pauses, but then you just move on after
right,
that.
Right, move on.
We just got an email from Scott who says, did someone say Adderall? That's all it says.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New study finds that there is one day out of the entire year that surgeons are more likely to botch a surgery than any other time.
And that's today.
Day after Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say day after the Super Bowl.
That's today.
Their birthday.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, so it could be any day.
Yeah.
Find out when your surgeon's birthday is.
Yeah. After examining some 980,876 procedures conducted by nearly 50,000 surgeons, Researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles found that surgeons are more likely to kill a patient on the anniversary of their birth.
The actual day.
Yeah.
So you mentioned us off the air that, Craig, it's Dr. Mina's birthday today?
Yes.
So if she's doing some finger things today, be careful.
Well, yeah, if she's running that scope up your butt today, maybe think about postponing it.
Might go too far today.
They said that those who received surgery on the surgeon's birthday, she's not a surgeon, experienced higher mortality compared with patients who underwent surgery on other days.
How much? I mean,
it's not much.
That there's a stat, it must be obviously something it meant.
This is in a study published in the BMJ.
I do know that you're supposed to get your, and I've heard this, and I've only had one surgery in my life, be first on the schedule because they're tired as the day goes on.
Oh, yeah, when I got my knee done, it was 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, mine was, and you might think, I don't want to get up. No, get up early as possible. You're going to be sleeping anyway. And go. I remember I was at the hospital. It was dark. It was dark in the morning still when I registered to get in there. And that just had to be random, but you're right. If you have a surgery, you could probably demand what time you want to get surgery, unless it's something you had to go for an emergency. You know?
Yeah.
Try to be the first guy, or at least in the morning.
Yeah. These people just want to get to dinner or something?
Right.
We're done here.
It could be the third that day, you know?
Stick a tube in him. Yeah. I've got a dinner to be at.
It's my birthday.
I'm hammered. He's doing shots of Jack right there because it's his birthday.
The other surgery is usually scheduled. After, I'll get on the air and say something inflammatory, and then I'll be under anesthesia, so everybody else has to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for that one.
If there's any fallout, I like to be under anesthesia.
Jerk.
But I scheduled those for later in the day because I wanted to do the show.
Right.
Both my hernia surgeries, I think, were scheduled right around at the Thanksgiving break. I know that's when I did my vasectomy. Right. Is that considered surgery, or is that simply a procedure?
That's a procedure.
Cut your sack open.
You're not even out for that.
Right. No. I've only had a couple of surgeries where I've had to stay in a hospital, and that was all knee.
Yeah,
that's a crazy stat.
Yeah.
That's the birthday of these surgeons.
Not the day after their birthday.
No, they start partying that day.
Apparently.
That day.
I'm around for another year and you're not.
Does it matter, the birthday of the rest of the team? They're just as important.
Yeah, but he's the guy.
The anesthesiologist.
Yeah, you got to check with him.
That guy.
The nurse anesthetist, they all got to be on the same page.
The person handed him the scalpel?
Right. Well, last year, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine's John McCary found that about 1 million patients are injured every year in the operating room because a surgeon gets distracted by something. Much of the time, it's a cell phone.
My God.
They don't put those away?
Probably not. Because to them, everybody around them, it's their just every day. It's just another day for them. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's what they do.
Right.
Ignoring spam calls.
Right.
I just did.
It's just routine.
Somebody just called my phone.
They've got your gallbladder in hand.
The study published in the British Medical Journal say these findings suggest that surgeons might be distracted by life events that are not directly related to work. You know, like everybody else, like regular people.
Yeah, but when we screw up, it's just a bad joke.
Exactly, but still, they're people.
But it's like, you know, it's, you know, paraphrasing Chris Rock's line, you know, there's some things
I like that
you
line.
Can't have any bad apples.
I like that line.
And surgeons is kind of one of them.
Yeah, he mentions pilots because he's talking about how cops will say we got some bad apples. Well, you can't be a bad apple cop. You can't be.
You can't be a bad surgeon. You
can't be a bad apple surgeon. You can't be a bad apple pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to be on your game every time.
I'm with you, Puss. I thought it was a great analogy that Chris Rock had.
It might be just a Tuesday to you, but it's
life.
It's that guy's labial plateau.
Now in that general, sounds exhausting. Right, yeah. Beat on your game all the time?
Where somebody could die?
Right. Yeah. Some jobs, there's no margin for error.
None.
And you accept that when you get into that job.
Yes.
You accept that condition of the employment.
That's it.
If you're not in for it, find something else to do.
Don't do it.
But it's my birthday.
Yeah, unless you're a doctor who turned 21, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're not a doctor unless you're Doogie and you're 21.
And then get out of my OR, Doogie.
Exactly.
I don't want you working on me.
No matter what, It doesn't matter. Your birthday's fine, but it doesn't matter. Right.
You're 44, Gary. Yeah. Nobody cares.
And I don't
That's
think
Dr. Gary to you.
14-year-old Dr. Prodigy is doing a lot of surgery.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Deal with the appendectomy first.
So I was looking at one of these sites, and they say, one of the more recent dating trends. And then I read into it, and I'm like, oh, you mean that's just what they're calling it now?
Oh, like we've done it?
Well, yeah, it's a topic of conversation at the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fairly regularly. But here it says it's a more recent dating trend.
It's about fisting?
Here they are calling it cushioning.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
You're having those conversations by yourself in there, Nick. I don't remember those recently, but go ahead.
Cushioning?
What's that mean?
Cushioning.
It's put, something we
having
discussed.
A side piece?
Like dovetailing?
Putting a pillar up.
On dovetailing.
Yeah, dovetailing.
Oh, okay.
Cushioning is what happens when someone doesn't end a relationship until they know they have a backup person, a.k.a. a cushion.
Yeah, who would do that?
You. Dr. Jennifer Rhodes said in an interview with Bustle that people who use cushioning are not ready to be in relationships or to fall in love at all. You can't really fall in love unless you're ready to get hurt. Cushioning is for people who are not ready for real love.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but sometimes it goes awry and you lose both of them.
Yep.
Sometimes you play it right like Tyler does and you end
up... No, don't say does.
Yeah, he's done now.
I'm done in more ways than one. I'm completely done.
Hey, school started. You're fine.
Alley dovetailed.
You found the final cushion.
Four or five
you
times.
Found that, one, the cushion that was just right.
That's what they want to be referred to.
That's romantic.
You're my favorite cushion,
the
honey.
The final cushion.
Yeah, the final cushion. Girl, I'll tell you that today, honey.
You know how you're built for comfort and all?
I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. Joe, that's our buddy Joe singing that for you.
Try that at home tonight, and exactly. We'll check out your black eyes tomorrow.
The guy said you're my cushion in a good way.
But the final one.
In a good
you're
way.
You're the final cushion. I might not be the final cushion. That's the problem there, you know? You got to be careful with that.
In a good way.
Dovetailing means you just are having fun. That's the way I look at it.
It was nice of you to move into that new house for her next husband.
Yeah, he's going to love it.
I thought about that. I was, we have a separate life insurance policy from the one we have here at work, obviously. And we took blood tests when the kids were little, and we got, and it's due every year. And I couldn't remember the date, and the mailing address changed. I had to make sure so I actually was on our insurance company's website and to find out how much she gets if I kick and how much I get if she kicks. And I kept thinking, oh, this is on my computer now at home.
Yep, Dateline's going to find that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, hopefully nothing happens. Because that's every movie, every investigation, they look and see if the guy was checking his insurance or raising it.
Yep.
Yeah.
She can't die now.
And then something happens horrible to somebody in the family. You know?
You are prime suspect.
Right. So I clicked off real quick and erased it.
See, we did that when
they can find it.
I know you're right. I know.
When Estelle was born, we did that, but we got equal. Oh. It's the same amount for both of us.
Right. You can't make alterations in the event that something happens, and you're going to get looked at.
Yeah, you're right. Well, believe me, she gets more money if I kick than I do if she kicks. So I didn't want her looking at it.
Yeah. I think it's important to put yourself in a position where you're worth more alive than dead.
Well, technically you are.
I'm going to have to cancel all the life insurance.
As long as I'm still employed, I'm worth more alive. But right now, it'd be a nice good chunk of change she'd get if I kicked.
And some people put value on things that aren't money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would like to see you gone.
Yep. That's true. That's true. And then you get money on the side.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And we get money?
Yeah.
Florida man recovering in a hospital after trying to set his house on fire. Out of Tampa Bay, 51-year-old Scott Massa tried to toss a bucket of accelerant into his home. Apparently missed, managed to catch himself on fire, fled the scene, showed up at the hospital, arrested. Police have not said why the man was trying to burn his own house down.
Dumb spider.
Massa. Yeah. Yeah, might have been
one of those.
Yeah.
Insurance.
Yeah, Yeah, he just raised his wife's life
That's
insurance.
That's an insurance scam there.
If it was that huntsman spider we talked about yesterday. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'd flamethrow that thing.
Yeah, he's completely justified.
Sorry about the house, but I killed that 17-inch spider.
Burning the whole house down.
Leave the spider alone. He's not going to hurt you.
That wouldn't be in your damn house, Todd. You know it wouldn't be.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be.
You'd have to shoot it.
That was horrible looking. That was the stuff of nightmares.
I'd build him his own little area.
Because he'd demand it.
Speaking of that, you have the email? Before we go to the break, do the email of the guy. Oh. Yeah, because when I'm on the phone with the Cox guy yesterday, that's a cable company. I still love that. I don't know why I giggle with that. They always ask do you have a dog that you need to restrain, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a 25-inch spider walking around? But this is a great email.
You got it, Todd, or you want me to get it?
Oh, let me go back.
I got it right here.
If you got it right there.
Yeah. It says, works for a satellite company, had a customer who put two alive snakes in the basement on purpose.
No cage, just down.
Free range.
Right.
Lived in an old farmhouse, had crawl spaces that connected to the basement, and he said he would only see them during the cold months. Otherwise, they were, quote-unquote, out killing S. When he was there, it was cold, and they were wrapped around DeWalt batteries on the charger warming up.
What
kind of snakes?
Does not say. Big enough to freak this dude out, and justifiably.
Yeah, but you're not going to have rattlesnakes or anything that can hurt you.
Probably a huge black snake, something like that. Someone's going to attack. I've seen huge black snakes. They're huge.
Yeah, like a bull snake that'll go after rats and other vermin.
Still.
Yeah. And sliver through your legs
in bed. I don't
want to
be in the same room as that.
I'm not going to let him, just roam the house.
No, you're a freak.
I'd do the same thing if I had a farmhouse. I'd have a basement full of snakes to get rid of all the vermin.
You would not.
Sure.
You would not.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.